Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here on American Voice Radio, ready to empower you. That's what it's about. Glad you're joining us tonight. We are going to be talking about some secrets on how to stay healthy, okay? Really staying healthy. Hey, some of these secrets your medical doctor is using, so we're going to tap into some of that. Also, we're going to talk about some healthy legends out there. And if time allows, we may talk about, I don't know, some things like health traps to avoid, especially if you're looking for weight loss solutions for the new year. So we got lots to cover. But before we get into all that great stuff and our quack report, I want to remind folks that SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com also has some great information on there. So if you're looking for ways to have a healthier lifestyle diet-wise, they have tons of nutritional articles on their website. So you can go to thepowerherbs.com, and under their links area, you can click the banner for SeattleOrganicRestaurants.com. Great stuff there, and great people running that. So go over there and check that out. Also, while you're there on the links area, don't forget Rad Meters. They have a link banner there. They have a special 10% off. If you're looking for one of those meters that helps you measure, you know, your smart room meter, your computer dirty electricity readout to see, you know, if you're being exposed to all that stuff, they have some really great products that can help you measure your risk factor there. So they have a big sale going on now, 10% off. Just let them know that you found them through the powerherbs.com website by clicking that link. And of course, you know, coming up here on Herb Talk this month, January 2013, Dr. Carly's going to be with us next Tuesday on the 15th, so don't miss that show. And then coming up the following Tuesday on the 22nd, we're going to be talking with Dr. Christine Horner. She's got some more information on ways to keep healthy, safe, and lower your risk of cancer. And then the following Tuesday on the 29th, we're going to be talking with Peter Sequeira, author of Fitness Revolution. So we're going to see what he's got going on to help us lose weight without, you know, hurting ourselves while we exercise or diet. So we're going to talk about that. And then on the 31st, Dr. Julian Ford and John Wortman, they've written a book on your head on stress, basically your brain on stress and how you can protect yourself from the stress buggers out there. So we're going to be talking a lot about proactive solutions this year and have you to enjoy 2013 and be healthy out there. Well, before we do the quacker, a big salute and semper fi to our military. We're praying for our men and women in uniform, our righteous men and women that serve our country, that God's hand of protection be on them. Of course, as we're seeking the Lord's face on the knees, humbling ourselves, we're asking for God's protection on America. Unfortunately, it is my humble opinion that America's under judgment. So, and the reason I say this is, well, you know, basically, if, you know, the wicked walk on every side, then the vilest of men are exalted. So, you know, we got to ask God for a protection against that, and I'm going to do it. So I hope you seek his face, mind the time. It grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Alrighty, what's going on in Colorado? Oh, goodness, medical doctors are up in arms because in Colorado, there's some new guidelines. The state chiropractors have some new guidelines that would allow them to administer certain non-prescription products in conjunction with some natural healing remedies. The Colorado Medical Society has filed a lawsuit against the Colorado Board of Chiropractic Examiners, challenging those provisions that would permit a chiropractor to administer both oral and intravenous medicines to their patients without a medical license. But according to a proposed amendment to the rules and regulations, chiropractic doctors would be allowed to administer, sell, distribute certain natural treatments to patients. They would be able to use homeopathic and botanical medicines, vitamins and minerals, photonutrients, antioxidants, enzymes, extracts, non-prescription drugs, durable and non-durable medical goods or devices. Okay, but the medical establishment in Colorado says they have 7,000 medical doctors there. They say they oppose this because they openly admitted it threatens their multi-million dollar industry. What else is in the quacker? Chicken farmer in Pennsylvania for the last several years has been using oregano oil in its chicken feed to keep their chickens healthy. Yes, they said there's some extraordinary health benefits in the chicken feed when they add oregano oil and cinnamon, they said. It keeps their chickens free of disease without having to use antibiotics. So they've long been using feed and practices that are antibiotic free. And this is Bell and Evans chicken farm there in Pennsylvania. It's popular. You know, antibiotic free poultry and meats, they're becoming really popular. No chemicals. That's what people want. Of course, they're willing to pay 2 and 3 times as much for it. And it just tastes better. I don't know about you, but have you not compared, if you roast a chicken, I ask you to take this challenge. Get a regular conventionally raised chicken and then get an organically raised chicken. Roast them separately, not together, but roast them. And then check the bones. The bones on the chicken that was conventionally grown will be dark, almost black. But the bones on the organically grown chicken are not. You know? Got to ask yourself. Alrighty, moving along in the Quack Report. Some secret documents were revealed regarding vaccines. And, of course, some of the information revealed that vaccines are a total hoax. That's right. Recent investigative report that was compiled by Dr. Lucia Tomjanovic, I think that's how you pronounce her name, she uncovered more than 30 years of hidden government documents exposing vaccine schedules and vaccines as a complete hoax and fraud to protect the vaccine industry. Oh, well. Well, her paper primarily focuses on the British health system's elaborate cover-up about the nation's vaccine program there, but the study's findings actually do apply to all vaccine schedules in general. Although the Freedom of Information Act, you know, that allowed Dr. Tomjanovic to be able to obtain transcripts of private meetings that were held between the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization and a so-called Independent Expert Advisory Committee that would make recommendations to the government and also help make vaccine policy also to the British health ministers. What she found was kind of disturbing. She said the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization made continuous efforts to withhold critical data on severe adverse reactions and contraindications to vaccines to both parents, health practitioners, the overall reach of the vaccine program was deemed necessary. Therefore, they felt justified in holding back that information. Now, official documents that she obtained from the UK Department of Health also said that this information was held from a lot of the British health authorities. They engaged in this practice of withholding this information for 30 years. So not only did the Joint Committee on Vaccine and Immunizations routinely ignore questions of safety that came up, but they also censored unfavorable data that shed a negative light on vaccines to protect the vaccine industry. Well. Something Dr. Carly and I can chat about next week, eh? And last but not least on the Quack Report, going to California. If you're going to California and you join a fitness group, and let's say you want to go to the park, do some yoga or whatever, Santa Monica, the local officials there are considering charging a fee and a percentage from the from these fitness instructors, okay? Los Angeles says the fitness group leaders and trainers, they should pay an annual fee like $100 to gain access to the local parks where they bring their classes and also to also forfeit a portion of their profits, let's say 15%, as a type of use tax. Yeah, local residents that try to use the city parks claim that they're unable to do so when paid fitness instructors bring large classes there and they consume all the open grass space. Now, since fitness classes are generating private revenue, on public property, the city officials say they should be able to tax you. Well, fitness instructor, tax the fitness instructor. So if you're taking classes in California like that, guess you're going to be paying more soon. Or, hey, if you got a large group of your neighbors walking through the park, are they going to tax you to walk through the park as exercise? Don't know. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about some secrets to help you stay healthy. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are kind of skeptical sometimes of, you know, folk remedies, natural things to stay healthy. Well, let's look at some of the things that your medical doctor may be using. Yeah, we're going to take a look at some of the health secrets to keep us healthy, not only just during the flu season, but all year round. Now, one statistic I came across is that more than 2 million Americans pick up illnesses when they visit their doctor's office. And medical doctors, hey, they may wash their hands in between patients, but you know what? They don't sterilize their stethoscopes. And you might have wondered why doctors never seem to get sick. Does your doctor write himself a prescription for drugs to stay healthy? Well, the answer is most commonly no. So you are not the only one that is concerned about side effects and pharmacy errors. In one survey, over half the pharmacists admitted that they filled the wrong prescription because they couldn't read the doctor's handwriting. So your doctor knows all this too well. He knows it all too well. And guess what? He's going to tap into enzyme nutrition in foods and the phytochemicals in herbs to stay healthy, and so can you. Let's look at some of the doctor's secrets to health, okay? Your medical doctor you pay a lot of money to go see has his own protocol for staying healthy. First, they use food instead of prescription drugs. That's right. Their diets are usually pretty good. They wash their hands a lot to cut down on the transportation of germs to their face and their digestive system, you know, because that's usually how you come in contact with a lot of flu bugs and cold bugs. They also use folk medicine, herbs, homeopathic formulas, even though they may be scientifically unproven to work. So your medical doctor may not admit that he uses diet and exercise and herbs to keep from catching infections, to keep from needing cholesterol or blood pressure drugs, to keep from getting arthritis or Alzheimer's or even cancer. And you might be saying that your conventional medical doctor, who is carefully monitoring your test results while you take dangerous drugs, would not use alternative remedies and deliberately keep that secret from you. Oh, yes, he would. And he is keeping it a secret from you, his colleagues, his office employees, and any former spouses, or risk sanctions from the medical board. That's right. Your doctor is using forbidden cures that the medical establishment disapproves of. Well, what is their herb of choice then? So what kind of herbs might your medical doctor tap into in order to never use his sick days at work? Well, they like astragalus root, believe it or not. Originally, astragalus root was cultivated in China, right? And this herb is now grown in the United States. So why are doctors using it? Well, dozens of studies have shown that it helps the body's own natural immunity work better than everyone else's by utilizing the herb's high concentration of zinc. And astragalus root gives anyone who uses it an advantage, especially during the flu season. So if you layer astragalus root with dandelion root, these two herbs are a dynamic duo to kill cancer cells, all kinds of cancer. So is your doctor lining up for mammograms and other x-ray tests for cancer? No, they're taking dandelion root. And the other herb that doctors like to use to stay healthy is echinacea root. Now, this root is to be used in short bursts to prevent any immune system from being overstimulated. So use your echinacea root when you typically feel a little under the weather. Let me read you a quote by Dr. Robin Chutkan, medical doctor. She says this: I take yoga and massage as my medicine, and herb tea also does wonders for me. End of quote. So what about pain? You know, what do they do about pain? Everyone has pain from time to time. Doctors are on their feet all day. What do they do? What do doctors do about pain? Well, do they pop Tylenol or aspirin or ibuprofen? No. Do you think they want bleeding ulcers, immune system, kidney, and liver malfunction? No. They stay clear of the FDA-approved pain relievers. They typically do two things. They will ground their static electricity in their body, which is, you know, everybody has it in their bodies, and this normalizes electrical flow. They know that the modern lifestyle produces a lot of dirty electricity around computers a lot and TVs a lot of technology, cell phones. And this will get dirty electricity will also just really mess up your electrical flow in your body. And they know that this is part of the modern lifestyle. So they ground this electricity, the negative effects of it. What they do is they make sure they rub their feet in the grass or they take a walk on the beach to ground that electricity. And to remove any inflammation, they don't use steroids, and they use some natural anti-inflammatories like willow bark and meadow sweet herbs. Yep. They know those herbs have salicin in them, the same element that the pharmaceutical company extracts to make aspirin. Okay, what about trauma? Well, if there is damage, let's say to bone, ligaments, cartilage that no surgeon could fix, your doctor will again turn to some nutrition to help restore and regenerate. Some herbs will contain the correct ratio of nutrition that the body can use to quickly regenerate tissue. Your calcium, magnesium, and boron are going to be essential for restoring bones, ligaments, tendons, and cartilage. But the body needs this nutrition in a ratio of 2-1. It needs it in 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium. So if you get the ratio off, say 10 parts calcium and just a little boron and no magnesium, which you find in cow's milk, by the way, you're not going to absorb enough calcium to restore the tissue. So they typically turn to herbs like horsetail and comfrey, and lobelia, and you'll find a lot of that in the calcium formula that the folks at Apothecary Herbs have. It's a liquid and goes right to work. All right. So, and, you know, there are millions of people following the advice of these celebrity doctors. You've seen Dr. Oz, right? Medhep Oz and Dr. Nancy Snyderman. Yep. They've gone on TV. And they have actually given the public 2 messages, especially in regards to flu shots. They say, get your damn vaccine. But then they go home and they say, when I get home, I'm not a doctor, I'm a parent, and my kids won't be getting those vaccines. And if you go to YouTube, you can actually pull up their TV interviews that tell you that. And, of course, if you're looking for those direct links, for those interviews, of course, you can find them in the new issue of the American Survival Newsletter that you can sign up for. It's absolutely free. It's on the powerherbs.com website. Now, so why are doctors not taking some of the same advice they give you and me? Well, there are many reasons, and some of them are the same ones that you have. Doctors tend to be highly trained professionals who learn that in their profession there are no prevention-type treatments. They also are highly compensated in their profession, and most of them don't want to ditch that paycheck. So it is much easier to tell their patients to just, you know, go get your flu shot and support the drug cartel for the rest of your life. But, you know, you don't have to listen to that. You can take your doctor's own, you know, advice and go do what he does, taking some natural remedies. Because millions of people are turning to the natural medicines to heal themselves. And some folks may not know it, but when they do that, they are actually taking their doctor's secret remedies when they do it. And as more and more research supports the natural therapies and the drug studies, more and more of the drug studies are exposed to be fraud, herbs and organic foods are becoming more popular and inviting. So do yourself a favor. Learn how to use God's good herbs. And that's not only going to keep you healthy, but it's also going to keep you safe and also give you some options, safe options to reverse an illness. Yes, you can do that. So if you'd like to learn more, you can visit the powerherbs.com website, and you can order the Power Herbs Herb Book. It's an e-book, and it's 400 pages, and it'll get you jump started on what you need to do to boost immunity, cleanse away toxins so the body can regenerate and heal itself. And you can check that out on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Of course, if you want to give them a call and get their free product catalog, they have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And while you're there on the website, you might want to check out their pain and anti-inflammatory formula, all natural herbs, the willow bark and meadow sweet. They do have the astragalus root tincture there, and they have the new dandelion root tincture as well. They have the echinacea deluxe. They have a few echinacea formulas you might want to investigate, as well as their heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. And much, much more is there at the powerherbs.com website and in their free product catalog. So that's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's a learning curve. You will get educated. You'll have great tools. You'll have instructions. And you'll have product support by the folks at Apothecary Herbs so that you can cleanse away toxins and boost immunity safely and successfully. So check that out. And if you're on their website, if you want to learn a little bit more, you can visit their healthy guidelines section, and that'll give you a snapshot of what you're going to learn when you get their products, get their instructions, learn from their ebook, the Power Herbs ebook, get their online newsletter, which are free. The online newsletters are free, so check that out when you can at thepowerherbs.com. Now, the American Survival newsletter that I mentioned, lots of people are writing for that. Dr. Rebecca Carley's writing for it. We have some survivalists, some organic gardeners writing for the newsletter. Ty Bollinger of Cancer Truth Chronicles is writing for it. I'm in there. So there's lots of health newsletters. Of course, Melanie Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is also writing for the American Survival newsletter. And I encourage all of you that if you're looking for guidance and information, where to buy some backup currency, gold and silver, give the folks at Discount a call. Discount Gold and Silver's number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, and they will steer you in the right direction. Great, great company to work with. So sign up for the newsletters. The HealthQuest newsletter is also there. It's all about herb secrets. That goes out on Fridays, so that you will be empowered, educated, savvy consumers. Plus, you also get discount coupons to use on the powerherbs.com website. Check it out. Ah, goodness, that was a mouthful. Okay, so I know we're coming up to a break here, but you know what? We are going to be talking, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about the legends of some health legends, and specifically the legend of the four thieves. Have you ever heard that one? Oh, it has a lot to do with health.
Jeez.
And we'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
There's this legend has it, during the plague epidemic in France, who unintentionally discovered a preventative for the plague. Now, the French aromatherapy physician Jean Valnet. He published a book about the four robbers who were eventually caught and brought before the judge in the French court. According to Valnet, many people were dying of the plague, you know, the Black Death, the bubonic plague. The judge found it kind of astonishing that these men came and went in the homes of people that were sick with the plague. They were in the cemeteries looting the corpses who died. These people died of the plague. And what they desired, and yet they did not catch, they didn't catch the plague. They desired to rip these people off, rob their homes, their graves, and so forth, but they didn't get sick. So the judge was really interested in what they knew and what everybody else did. So Valnet quotes the Parliament of Troulouse, the archives of Troulouse. They said in the archives, it said, quote, during the Great Plague, four robbers were found guilty of grave robbing and going into the houses of plague victims, murdering them in their beds even, and looting their homes. For this, they are condemned to be burned at the stake. And in exchange for a less severe sentence, they would reveal their secret preventative measure against contracting the plague. And the court agreed that after the reveal, you know, after the four men revealed their secret, they would get a lighter sentence. So the four men agreed. They didn't want to be burned at the stake. Who would want to be burned at the stake, really? So, you know, you're going to cough up the secret, right? And so the four men said that they would reveal to the court their secret. Because when you have 1,800 people dying every week during the plague, anyone who seemed to be immune would either be pretty wealthy from the sale of their preventative measure or in prison for not sharing that vital information, right? Well, so they gave up their secret to the court. And then the court said, thank you. And then they handed down their lighter sentence. Hang them. Yeah. That's what the legend says. So who's getting the credit as a plague prevention? Another variation of this account, though, was that it was a family of perfumers who knew the antiseptic properties of essential oils. That's right. They rubbed the oils on their bodies to protect them from the plague, and the physicians of this era would use these herbal oils on themselves to protect them from so many contagious victims of the plague. And the physicians would wear, they say, large cloaks covering their heads and shoulders, and dangling from the physician's cloak would be these vials full of this antiseptic herbal oil. Now, still another entry says, another legend says that the discovery of the plague formula containing vinegar and garlic was at the city of Marseille in 1722. So these are legends. I think it's interesting. But, you know, another title to this story is called Grave Robbers Blend. Yeah, many over the centuries have tried to take credit or mimic the legendary formula that protected the four grave robbers, or murderers, if you want to call them murderers. Nostradamus, a physician and a prophet of the 1500s, was said to have survived the plague and cured others with products from his perfume factory. Roses with rich vitamin C, and those who worked in the factory, they said they didn't get sick of the plague. And it was said that Nostradamus gave his friends and family rose petal pills, and they didn't get sick. And one version of the formula is vinegar, thyme, rosemary, sage, and lavender. So it is said that garlic was added later to the famous recipe and was both used both internally and externally to protect you from the plague for hundreds of years. So this formula was given to many, it was given many names. It was called Thieves Vinegar, Plague Tonic, Grave Robbers Blend, and was often sprayed about a home, even covering doorknobs, cutting boards, and other communal areas. So what makes this special mixture or brew work so well? Well, the original herbal ingredients were said to be a powerful antibacterial and antiseptic, and some substitutions were made for the herb ingredients if others weren't available, such as mint and lemon balm. But the very first antiseptics were made at home before commercial disinfectants were manufactured, which, you know, have recently been revealed to help cause, you know, drug resistance. A lot of those powerful chemicals are not good for us. So here's a word to the wise. You want to keep an eye on possible future conditions out there. We may need to keep some organic plague formula around, you know, for times of necessity. You know, keep an open mind about that. What are some other natural herbal antiseptics? There are other herbs with potential to curb infectious diseases. There are herbs that have been proven to be very powerful. One of the herbs has acquired a nickname called jungle rot cure for wounds and skin inflammation. This is two herbs. They're very powerful, and they have an antiseptic and a germicide action. You mix black walnut and garlic together, and you have a combo that kills most everything due to its organic iodine and antibacterial, antiviral sulfur property. So the combo will even kill shingles and syphilis, MRSA, and other infectious diseases in the laboratory. So you can use a strong blend of both of those two herbs, and I mean a really strong blend. So if you're interested in the plague tonic, I love that, plague tonic at the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have it, they call it all-in-one. It's their modern, ancient, if you will, plague tonic. It's the ancient formula, but it's been enhanced, made more powerful, more concentrated, because we have so many mutating viral pathogens these days. And so it's got a little bit more punch to it. So you can check out the all-in-one plague tonic. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that on their website at thepowerherbs.com. And you may be asking, well, what's in it? Well, there's, of course, garlic, and there's onion, and there's horseradish and ginger root, and, of course, some hot peppers in there for circulatory power. And it's all fresh herbs that they use, and they age it in organic vinegar. So you can check that out, powerherbs.com, or give them a call if you want their free product catalog. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. All right, we're going to slide on over to some of the diet aids and diets out there to help you lose weight after, you know, the holiday season. And some of them you may want to be aware of that might not going to be too good for you. So we're going to cover some of that. There's some health traps you might want to avoid there. You know, the weight of the average American has, you know, kind of become a problem based on our diets. Businesses can take advantage of people that may be slightly overweight and even people that are considered obese by trying to help them lose weight. They can take advantage of them. So in our nature's perfect world, when our body is overcome with hard times and food is scarce, our bodies are designed to conserve energy and fat. So the metabolism will shift and slow down a notch. So our diets today have actually altered this delicate survival mechanism. And in over 1 million Americans, you're malfunctioning. And you're also malnourished, basically, because of the really poor diets that we tend to eat. So if we don't do something now and adjust the way we eat and how we, you know, exercise our bodies and so forth, 20%, over 20% of American teenagers are going to die from weight-related illnesses down the road and never have the opportunity to enjoy a retirement. Well, let's talk about overweight disease for a second, because if you are currently 20% over your suggested weight index for your height, you are considered by the medical community to be obese. Did you know that? And if you go to your doctor and they weigh you, take your blood pressure, they send all that information to your insurance company, and that increases your rates every year. So if you are classified as overweight or obese, you will have one or more of the following health problems. And insurance companies know this. You're going to have heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. You'll be malnourished. You may have cancer, even psychological problems. And for women of childbearing age, you have the high risk of pregnancy. You can have stroke. You can have all kinds of problems related to it. So fat, guess what? Fat only burns off the body if sufficient energy is produced by sound nutrition. So let's look at the diet industry for a sec, because the majority of the overweight and obese individuals are kind of taken advantage by businesses in the weight loss industry. Diet is a big business, and it produces $30 billion in diet products and services annually. So I want you to beware of the businesses that suggest or guarantee a 20-pound weight loss in just 2 weeks. So a pound a week is a reasonable goal if you cut 500 calories from your diet and exercise every day. Okay, that's a reasonable goal. And you could do it safely and lose weight. This way is more natural for the body, and it helps your metabolism take the change gradually. It's a lot smoother for your body. Rapid weight loss programs consisting of 600 calories or less is going to give 50% of the dieter a gallstone. Yeah, you'll get gallstones from that kind of weight loss program. So the safe way to lose weight is really to use a rational long-term lifestyle plan. It's not a diet that's just here until you lose the weight. It's going to be a permanent lifestyle, and then you won't have to diet. You don't have to worry about the weight. So as you cut the empty calories out of the diet and you replace them with some really good nutrition, you want to focus on the foods that contain some natural B vitamins and some minerals, and your Bs are going to be necessary for your energy production and helping you burn off the unwanted fat. So overweight individuals are already damaging their liver due to the inability to produce sufficient enzymes. Yeah, the liver will store fat around the middle when it's not functioning well. Okay, so we want to make sure that the liver's healthy so you can actually lose weight properly. So now if you add some natural, not synthetic, vitamin B, vitamin C, and E to your diet, which are just the few nutritional elements that you do find in milk thistle, which helps the liver get rid of fat around the middle. So milk thistle, it's got silymarin in it, which is an antioxidant that the liver just loves, helps it regenerate liver cells, but more importantly, has that vitamin and mineral nutrition so that the liver can help burn that fat off around the middle and not store it. Okay? So, just shift to a healthier diet. If you need help with some healthy diets out there, you can tap into some of the information that the Seattle Organics Restaurant .com website has. They have tons of health articles and diet suggestions on there. Well, I wouldn't say diet. I should say lifestyle changes there. So you can go to SeattleOrganicsRestaurant.com and check it out, or you can just click their banner that's on the links page at the PowerHerbs.com website to get there. So they've got lots of nutritional topics. They cover almost every aspect of health and well-being. A lot of nutritional articles there answering almost all of your questions. So great stuff there at their website, so check it out. So getting that balanced diet, some vitamins and mineral content, because most of our diets lack energy-giving nutrients, which you only find in whole foods, that induce a balance and cause a permanent cellular change, a healthy one, okay? Here's some warnings from the FDA, folks. If you're out there, checking out diet products, energy powdered mixes and pills and whatever. Last year, the FDA released a list of consumer warnings on about 25 diet products, mainly for containing undeclared or active pharmaceutical ingredients. The risk can be significant, as some tests were showing that these ingredients cause cancer, high blood pressure, seizures even, arrhythmia of the heart, heart attack, and even stroke. And not to mention that the ingredients may not interact well with other prescription meds people may be taking. So some of these chemical ingredients, according to the FDA, can cause also depression and even suicidal thoughts. So goodness, are there antidepressants in there? I don't know. But read your product labels carefully. And to be clear, the ingredients of concern were not organic on these products that I'm going to give you a list of, but were actually chemicals added to herb products. Okay, so they adulterated something good with something really bad. So here's a list, an abridged list. There's 27 diet products they suspect to be hazardous. I'm not going to read all of them, but let's see. Some of them were fat loss slimming. That was the name of one. 7 diet day night formula. 999 fitness essence. 3X slimming powder. 3-day diet Japan Luzine. 7-day herbal slim. Perfect slim. 24-hour diet. 2-day diet. 8-factor diet. Goodness. Pro Slim Plus. Slim Express 360, Triple Slim, Perfect Slim 5X, Royal Slimming Formula. Let's see, Slim Tech, Super Slim, and Photo Shape. So, folks, you can go to the FDA website and you'll see the list there where there's chemicals that they're even saying is bad for you. So, you know, weight loss and diet doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be complicated, but it has to have common sense, and it has to have effort in there, okay? It has to have some sort of control, your control. So if you're having trouble selecting the right weight management lifestyle, staying out of trouble when it comes to, you know, foods and diet and all these diet aids that are out there, I do have a few suggestions for you. Don't tempt your willpower and go food shopping when you're hungry, of course, because you're going to pick up a lot of the forbidden stuff. You're going to pick up brownies. You're going to pick up a lot of carbs. When you're hungry, that's what you kind of gravitate to. So eat before you go do your food shopping. Let's see, avoid eating late at night and put less on your plate and eat a little slower, okay? Some find weight management easier if they eat maybe 4 to 6 smaller meals rather than 3 large meals a day. That's an option. And what if you get the right amount of protein to lose weight no matter how hard you try? You can't. Well, try including some real healthy nuts, seeds, beans, along with your protein meats. That's going to help you out because you're not going to eat too many nuts, believe you me. They're very rich, and they're I call them nut meats, but they have enough of the essential fatty acids and proteins in the nut to help your body dissolve unwanted fat in your system. Okay, but the key is you don't want to overindulge. Okay, and you want to stay away from the nuts that are salted and laced with sugar coatings, okay? You want to stay away from those. Also, you'll probably want to also watch any foods that have preservatives and flavorings added and as enhancers, because a lot of time it's MSG in disguise, okay? MSG, they've given MSG a lot of alias names, like yeast extract, for instance, is MSG. And MSG is going to put fat on you like no other. So you want to read your labels pretty carefully. If you want to know the list, you can kind of do a search for MSG other names and see the list. Or you can go to MotherEarthMinerals.com. And Dr. Ott has a book on the all the names for MSG that you can pick up. And I think his book is like $12, $10, something like that. And you can see all the names that the food industry has kind of given MSG to hide it. But you know, if you need a little help, you need some organic protein-rich plant foods that aren't going to make you gain weight but going to help you lose weight and give you lots of energy, you can check out a product called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's all plants. It's herbs. All the ingredients are listed on the website with the product. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and check out Body Foundation Food, okay? And you just add this powder to your juice or water. So you can make a smoothie with it if you'd like. And this is going to give you a lot of those essential vitamins and mineral nutritional elements that help the body balance that metabolism and help you lose the weight as you, you know, take your walk in the park or at lunch, you know, if you exercise in the morning or in the afternoon after work. This is going to give you an extra boost of energy to get that done. So check that out. Also, if you're looking to help your liver out so you can lose that weight around the middle, check out the milk thistle tincture, which you'll find. It's a great product with the silymarin antioxidant in it that milk thistle has, and you can check out that. And if you tend to overeat when you're stressed out, they do have some formulas there for stress reduction, anti-anxiety, panic attack, that kind of thing. So if you're not sure, you can always give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call and ask. I'll be there 9 to 5 during the week, so if you have a question, you can email or call. Their toll-free number, if you'd like a free product catalog, is 866-229-3663. Of course, thepowerherbs.com, and if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. And it looks like I'm going to have to leave our liver topic, and we got some hormone secrets for next time because we're almost out of time, folks. But I'll be back here on Thursday. Hope you can join us. And don't forget, next week, Dr. Carly's going to be with us. And the week after that, Dr. Christine Horner. So we've got lots to talk about to empower you, to give you some more healthy information, make some educated choices out there, and go out there and enjoy life instead of just exist through life. It's a big, big difference. Okay, so don't forget, sign up for the free health online newsletters that the folks at Apothecary Herbs will distribute on Tuesdays and Fridays, and lots of healthy information in there, including discount coupons that you can use towards your products on the powerherbs.com website. This is a free online newsletter you opt in for. You can opt out at any time, and it goes out every week with lots of empowering information by many, many authors, and I think you'll enjoy it. Financial information from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, Dr. Rebecca Carley also, and Ty Bollinger of the Cancer Truth Chronicles, and also I write for it. So lots of information that you can pass around to family and friends. So you're free to do that. So if you see something that, you know, would help a family member or a friend, feel free to pass that on to them. But you got to sign up for it first. And you go to the powerherbs.com website and you click on newsletters and you can select the newsletter you want to sign up for, and it's free. So check that out. Also, while you're doing that, just, you know, select a free product catalog too, and you can see all the great stuff that the folks at Apothecary Herbs make. They are the immune boosting and organ cleansing specialists. Cleanse the toxins away, boost the immune system, and, you know, you pretty much got most of the problems whooped right there. So check that out when you can, thepowerherbs.com. And if you have a health topic you'd like me to include on the show, drop me an email from thepowerherbs.com website, and I will do my best to incorporate that into the show. Always good to have feedback. Excellent, excellent feedback. Oh, my goodness, we're out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.